Hello, my name is Gabe with BSA Troop 840 in Stewart, and I'll be guiding you through Garden 4. This garden is planted in what used to be turtle tanks that were part of a Florida State Sea Turtle Repopulation Program, coordinated by Ross Whitham. Hatchling turtles were raised in the tanks until they were a year old and then were released out to sea. The program was so successful in increasing green turtle sea population that the program could be discontinued in the mid-1980s. The tanks were filled and planted with beach sunflower, bay cedar, sea purslane, beach elder, kunti, inkberry, saw palmetto, and seven-year apple. I will be introducing you to pineapple, beach sunflower, seven-year apple, beach elder, and sea purslane. The first plant in this garden is the pineapple, which is the only important fruiting member of the bromeliad family, and it was commercially grown in Florida from 1860 to 1920. It is native to Paraguay and spread out through Central and South America and the Caribbean. The original keepers of this house were pineapple growers. They couldn't grow any pineapples here, but sadly they were able to grow them on the mainland. Around its second year, the pineapple will start to produce tiny purple red flowers, which will develop into an edible fruit. It has very sharp and narrow green leaves. The pineapple has high nutritional value, contains antioxidants, may boost immunity, suppress inflammation, speed recovery after exercise. Many people find it rather delicious too. The first plant in this garden, The first plant in this garden is the pineapple, which is the only important fruiting member of the bromeliad family. It was commercially grown in Florida from 1860 to 1920. It is native in Paraguay and spread throughout Central and South America as well as the Caribbean. The original keepers of this house were pineapple growers. Sadly, they couldn't grow any pineapples here, but they were able to grow them on the mainland. Around its second year, the pineapple will start to produce tiny purple-red flowers, which will develop into edible fruit. It has very sharp and narrow green leaves. The pineapple has high nutritional value, contains antioxidants, and may boost immunity, suppress inflammation, and speed recovery after exercise. Many people find it rather delicious, too. Directly in front of the pineapple is the beach sunflower. This is a shrubby ground cover for beaches and dunes and prefers well-drained soil. Its roots can help stabilize sandy dunes, and it has bright green leaves that are broad at the base. The plant has yellow daisy-like flowers that can attract butterflies and brighten a table when cut and placed into a vase. There is no known medicinal or nutritional value. The largest plant in this garden is the seven-year apple. This is a shrub that is native to coastal and mainland areas of Florida and the Florida Keys. It has oval leaves and that can be 2 to 6 inches long, and near the branch tips are its flowers, which smell like jasmine. It produces edible fruit that can be 2 to 3 inches long. The fruit turns black and wrinkled when ripe, and it tastes like a prune. The next plant is the beach elder. This perennial grows from dunes and helps with the stabilization of them. It has alternating leaves, and in the summer its tips are covered with a green flower that look like peas. There is no known significant nutritional or medicinal value to the beach elder. Directly next to this plant is the sea purslane. This is a perennial evergreen wildflower that is commonly found in sandy beaches and in brackish marshes. It is native to Missouri down to Florida and California. It has green narrow leaves with pinkish stems. Its lavender-colored flowers have 5 petals that are rich in vitamin C and can be eaten raw or even cooked. The stems are also eaten raw or pickled. It is often found for sale in Asian markets for use in salads, stir-fry, or fish dishes. It can also add a salty seasoning to stews. Interestingly, there is a chemical in sea purslane that is said to enhance athletic performance. That's the end of this garden. If you go up the stairs and look to your right, you'll find Garden 5, where you'll meet my friend Talon, who will meet you and guide you through it.